NCBA president visits Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture.
I just want to visit with as many producers in the state of Tennessee as I can, one-on-one, to discuss the cattle industry and the issues that affect us today, and see how we can help those producers, what we need to do for them on a national level. They're doing more in the state of Tennessee than any other state that I'm aware of in our country, and I've traveled to several of them the last two or three years. So I'm very proud of Tennessee for what they're doing, and I would like them to be the role model for the rest of our country.
That was John Queen, fourth-generation cattle producer from the mountains of western North Carolina. He's serving as president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association this year, only the third president in the 108-year history of the organization to be from the Southeast. And he says the market for beef cattle looks good.
All farmers are optimistic, I think. We've had the best cattle prices in the history of our country since 1998 through 2006. And even today, prices are good. We had a little stumble in the market due to the ethanol craze here and the price of corn going up. But we're still optimistic. We'll overcome this hurdle with high-priced feed the same as we overcome all the rest of the history of this industry.
Now Queen is traveling across the state of Tennessee this week, visiting producers and agriculture organizations to hear from the grassroots level, but also to share what is happening on the national scope. He says the more contacts made in Washington, D.C., the better.
We have a lot of political clout in the Southeast, and we have a lot of political clout in the East as a whole. So being president here and trying to enlighten the producers here as to how important they are, regardless of their size, whether they have 5 cows or 5,000 cows, they're just as important as the next man, especially when it becomes when we're traveling to Washington, D.C. to try to accomplish what we need to accomplish up there on the issues of facing our industry today. The bigger our voice, the better.
Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.